It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Strike three. Cam Boozer finishes it off in the ninth. And the White Sox with their first home win to open the season since 2014. An 8-1 win. Southside, stand up.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Brooke Fletcher. She does a great job on the Chicago Sports Network, and she joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check them out, aturo.com. Brooke, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
We have been enjoying the White Sox. A little more offense, please, just to mention it. But, you know, losing 1-0, no. But they won that opener. We just heard it. They feel like a better team. The manager seems like he's got a feel for what's going on. I think a pretty decent start to the season, even though they lost the series.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give a lot of credit to Will Venable and this coaching staff and the way they've been able to kind of mix and match and get guys together. You know, it starts with the pitching and the starting rotation. Sean Burke, Jonathan Cannon, and Davis Martin, they did an outstanding job, didn't give up any earned runs through 17 innings, and they set the tone for this team. And then the bullpen just stepping up. You guys were playing that with Cam Boozer and Penn Murphy. They have been so good. But yeah, we just got to get the offense going. And so, you know, we've seen glimpses, but these guys, they're battling. They're not backing down. And there's positive spirits in that clubhouse.
I think there's respect for Will Venable that was immediate. And maybe it's because he's a former player. Maybe it's because just the way he communicates. But, Brooke.
Maybe it's because he's not Pedro Grifol.
That's maybe too. But a lot of these guys weren't here for Pedro.
Right.
And they're giving him this kind of instant respect, I think, that is because maybe the credibility that ex-players bring into every clubhouse. But just curious how you would describe it, Brooke, because you hear praise for somebody who's basically managed three games in his career, and I just think it's been interesting to see how quickly people have accepted him as the voice that is worthy of that respect.
You know, and it wasn't an easy circumstance for him to come into, right? Especially his first manager gig, just trying to find his identity and who he wants to be as a manager. But, you know, when I the first day of spring training, I've always said this, there's this quiet confidence about him. And when you're talking to every player, I mean, they were like, you could just see the wheels turning. He listens. And I think, and just this is my personal opinion, a good leader is somebody that listens and understands the different personalities in a clubhouse. Some guys might take information differently, you know, than others. And so he praises a lot of what he learned from, you know, Dave Roberts. He has a great relationship with him. Bruce Bochy, arguably two of the best managers in the game right now. And so, you know, just kind of soaking up as much knowledge. And I think, you know, he has this quiet confidence about him. He focuses on communicating, but communicating the right way. And I think players, they really, you know, they receive that well. And you can just see it being carried through. And although they're, you know, we saw it after the first win on opening day, they had a Gatorade shower for him. And, you know, you don't see that often, but that just shows the relationship that he has with them, just creating a positive environment within that clubhouse and how far that can go.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine, and it's exactly what you were saying earlier that about the pitching. My buddy says, God, someone knows what they're doing with pitching. It's fairly obvious because we didn't know much about these guys. And, you know, Jonathan Cannon had a terrible preseason spring training. I thought he'd be the starter. Now we're going to get to see Martin Perez. He's the guy with experience. We'll see Shane Smith and, of course, Burke again in this series against the hated, dreaded Twins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've done a great job just assembling that starting rotation, and it took some time. There were a lot of question marks over spring training. All right, how are you going to assemble this group? And it's kind of crazy that, you know, Cannon had probably the most experience besides Martin Perez just within the White Sox. But, you know, Cannon, he had a great outing. He was able to bounce back. Brian Bannister, you know, talked about, you know, elevation out in Arizona and how maybe that can play a role with when it comes to your movement of your pitches here. And he just said, you know, he trusted his process. It was just kind of, you know, finding that rhythm again and getting stretched out. But yeah, I mean, they have a good group. They're young, but I mean, man, these guys, they know how to attack on the mound. And they're also learning from a guy like Martin Perez. You know, they don't have the Garrett Crochet, but Martin, I mean, he's been in this league for, gosh, what, 15 seasons now? And so, you know, it starts with just soaking up as much knowledge from him. He was like, we have the talent here, but you have to believe it. And so my job is, you know, there's no competitiveness within this rotation. It's just instilling, you know, in these guys what it takes to be a big leaguer and just believing that, you know, in yourself and believing that, you know, last year is last year. We can set the tone for this team and this organization, and he's done a great job. I'm excited to see Martin on the bump here today.
Brooke, what do you make of the way that Will Venable has acknowledged that he's playing around with the batting order? Yep. The everyday lineup is going to be in a state of flux. First kind of a trial period, it feels like, the first 3 weeks or so of the season. You see different guys leading off in the first three games, and you're like, okay, well, that's interesting. Well, that's interesting. I just wonder what you think about that approach, how unorthodox it may be, and also who might be somebody that you think fits at the top of that lineup.
Well, Nick Maton did a great job at the top, you know, but that was, he gave credit to the matchup there. They liked how he, you know, handles the sliders and the fastballs there. But, and we'll see. He said, you know, we're going to mix things around. He goes, but my message to the guys, and that starts with great communication, is just telling them, hey, don't look too much into this. And I think when you have a team that's in the state like the White Sox, where you have a lot of new faces, it's going to be kind of by committee. We're seeing it with Brooks Baldwin. You know, he's a switch hitter, but we saw him in right field. We saw him at second. You know, they're going to kind of mix and match here. But I think it starts when you do something like that as a manager, you got to make sure you over communicate. And Will Venable has done a great job. And he said, you know, we're mixing the lineup up, but that's because we're trying to set guys up to succeed. We're trying to get guys involved, see where they fit best. But, you know, one thing that has been consistent, and Benintendi and Luis Robert Jr., they've been in that 2-3 spot. So, you know, obviously those guys, they've been attending, man. He's been hitting well, and as well as Robert. So keeping that consistency there, but also just trying to mix some guys around in that lineup to find the best fit.
So the problem that I have with it, Brooke, is that it's difficult to see a guy like Kyle Teal go on a tear down at AAA.
Yeah, he's on a tear, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, get the bus and load those guys up and let's go. Like, bring up the AAA team, or at least anybody that can hit. You need, if you're hitting a home run in AAA, if they're scoring 12 runs, my God, that would help.
I know. It's tempting, right? You're looking. I mean, I'm just scrolling through X the other day, and I'm like, geez, Kyle Teal is freaking raking. You know, it's tempting, right, to bring him up. And obviously getting to know him at spring training and hearing about him and his reputation and what he brings to the team, you're like, man, he'd be great. But we have to think long term. We got to be patient. And I think the mindset when you're rebuilding this team and you're trying to build success is there's value in keeping these guys together. And so you have a group of guys that are, you know, at different levels in Birmingham. You have guys that are in Charlotte. And so they're at different places, but there is value in giving these guys the time to build this confidence, build some camaraderie, and finding that right time to strike. Now, I'm not saying that Kyle Teal might not see the bigs this year. We don't know, but you have to think about just the long term here, and that they're really focusing on talking to guys in the front office and within this organization. There is a thought process behind this and keeping these groups together.
Talking with Brooke Fletcher, who is the field reporter for CHSN at the White Sox games, doing a terrific job here on Mullin Haw. So, Brooke, I look at Andrew Vaughn and I see a guy who needs to have a big year. He's off to a slow start, and I wonder how much he's pressing. I know that this is your first season around these guys for a long period of time, but just curious what your first impressions are of Andrew Vaughn, a guy who should be hitting at a higher level, probably knows that, but he still has potential, and yet the production is lacking. What's your impression of Andrew Vaughn?
Yeah, and I think, you know, he got his first hit yesterday and what that can do for your confidence there. But he just told me at spring training, the biggest thing was just working on that timing. And that's something that was a big emphasis for him at the plate and just finding that consistency. But, you know, he also was talking about just his role evolving on that team. And, you know, there's also the mental aspect of this game. And, you know, now him and Luis Robert, they're not just, you know, the young guys on the team. Now they're kind of the ones with the most experience with the White Sox. And so how his role is evolving. And it's funny you even bring that up because I'm planning on kind of diving more into that once I get to the ballpark later and how he feels. But yeah, I think it's just his biggest thing was just timing and just kind of, you know, really just honing in on his approach at the plate.
Get that man a torpedo bat.
Right. Well, we talked to him about the torpedo bat yesterday, and Andrew's just very like straightforward. I'm learning, you know, as I'm getting to know these guys, and he goes, well, it's great and all, and it's impressive to see the Yankees numbers, but at the same time, you still have to hit the ball. And so he said he's never tried it, but I'm curious how, you know, the weight distribution in the bat and how that can impact your swing. Right. We talked to Travis Jankowski yesterday, and he said the Cubs were kind of messing around with something similar, and he just couldn't find that balance point. He wasn't a fan of it, but then he's looking at the production from the Yankees, is like, maybe I should give it a go again, you know? But it is interesting, the buzz surrounding that bat.
Yeah, how do you think that'll go? Because players are reluctant to try new things. At the same time, the Yankees succeeding with, even though Aaron Judge doesn't use it, but they hit a record number of home runs.
I think he doesn't use it because he wants to preserve his home runs. I'm just saying.
Right.
The bat is legal. They've said it's legal. I don't think he wants the appearance that he's gotten.
But it's nothing wrong with it.
There's
right?
nothing
but,
wrong
I mean,
with
it's
it,
within the rules, yeah. So it's fine. But how do you feel about what's happened, and where do you think this is headed?
Well, I think the buzz is, you know, going around the league. You're seeing Ryan Jeffers with the Twins. He's been using it some.
Yep.
I need to, you know, see how that's translating with him. But yeah, players are definitely interested. If they're always trying to find ways to get more hits. And I think it's just a comfort thing. You know, the science behind it makes sense. When you move more of the, you know, the mass to the middle of the bat, where the barrel is and to where the logo is, you know, that's where you're trying to make contact. The science behind it makes sense, but I think it's so much of a feel. It depends on the player, and you know, you got to take some swings because it is going to impact your swing and just with weight distribution. So I think it's by committee, but I know a lot of people are like giving it a side eye right now and are like, how is this legal? But teams are definitely paying attention, especially when it's a team like the Yankees and they're producing the way that they are.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
David suggested earlier that somebody make it like one of those wiffle ball bats. You know, you're a very thin handle, and then the giant. I mean, that would be hilarious to see someone try to go to the plate with one of those.
Oh, I know. Well, and some people, you know, kind of described like the way that it feels. It almost feels like that wiffle ball bat that you used to play with growing up. And so I'm keeping my eye out on if we're going to see it pop up in the White Sox clubhouse. And you guys will be the first to know once I get a feel for it.
Back to the Sox pitching, Brooke, because the starting pitching has been outstanding without giving up an earned run yet in three starts. But what's the commonality, do you think, between the three guys we saw open the season? Sean Burke started out at opening day, was fantastic. Jonathan Cannon, as we said, didn't have a great spring, but rose to the occasion. Yeah. And Davis Martin was in control after not getting great defense in the first inning. Was there a common thread that Ethan Katz looks at connecting all of these guys and explains their quick starts?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the intensity that they bring on the mound and the confidence, I mean, all three of them admitted, you know, it was a little, the nerves got to them, right? When you're usually going to see that in the first outing of the season, but they were able to settle in. And I think just, you know, focusing on quality pitches. And I also, you have to give credit to the defense behind them, because, you know, a pitcher's success is based off of his supporting cast. So the defense behind them, they've been great. I know they had a few mishaps to start the game yesterday, and you know, Will admitted that, but he's been so pleased with those guys and the way that they've been able to step up for these pitchers and allow them to go deeper into games. And then also the catching has been great. Corey Lee and Matt Theis, they've been great calling the game. And so I just think, you know, with those guys, they're young stars in this league, and I think they've been able to find their confidence, what pitches work well for them. You got the kick change with Davis Martin. That was great yesterday. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so just continuing to just build off of that.
Yeah, they're doing a great job with him. I can't wait to see Shane Smith. I just think that's such a great story, such an amazing – you grab a guy, a Rule 5 guy from Milwaukee, and, you know, it's just a fun story. I hope he's good.
He carries himself like a big league. Like, I mean, he is one now, technically. Yep, but when I met him at spring training, he just has this quiet confidence about him. And he was like, I always believed in myself. Like, why go into this spring training where, like, I'm doubting myself, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. But, man, they really like him. He exceeded expectations. Chris Getz was talking about him, and just they're excited to see what he can do. He also can bring some versatility. But, you know, he's a Rule 5 guy. But we also picked up a guy like in Mike Vassell.
Yes.
You know, off of waivers as well. A Rule 5 guy as well. He's also from Massachusetts, along with Sean Burke and Shane Smith. He actually told me he and Shane, they work out together in the offseason. He goes, the last time I spoke to Shane, we were heading to spring training. We were leaving the Northeast. And he goes, now here we are on the same team at a big league ballpark. He goes, we can't stop smiling or laughing. Like, because this is the craziest thing ever. So I'm excited to see him on the mound as well.
So, Brooke, we've seen a lot of Cam Boozer already, and his story just begs to be told. I am expecting you to tell it at some point in time. He was a carpenter. Yes. He walked away from baseball for carpentry. And then he's coming back, and now he's in the White Sox bullpen. And
he could make his own torpedo bat.
Make his own torpedo bat.
Maybe, yeah, maybe we're onto something. Maybe he can, like, make some for the guys here. No, but he's been great. And, you know, I didn't have the biggest opportunity to get to know him at spring training, but because he's just very much in his, like, own world. You can kind of get a feel for that when he takes the mound. He just has this, like, presence about him. But, no, I mean, what an incredible story. And he's been huge, just stepping up for this bullpen alongside Penn Murphy. And there were a lot of questions surrounding this bullpen coming in to this season. I mean, I know we were like kind of in the last few days of spring training, we're like, all right, what are you thinking, especially in the back end? But you got Mike Clevinger stepping up as well. It's really coming to get come together pretty nicely. Bryce Wilson in the mix too.
Yeah, I like what they're doing. I think that the manager kind of has a good feel for it. I loved that he went to Clevinger in the opener at a big moment. You know, you gotta understand where the moment is, where the game's decided. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know they had a five-run eighth after that, but that still was a very dangerous time in the eighth inning, and they bring him in. It's just, it's nice to get a feel for the fact that they know what they're doing a little bit. You know, I hate to say it that way because it seems like I'm insulting other people, but it's really different, and it was great to see on that opener.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the biggest concern, right? When you have a whole new, you know, yeah. guys on the coaching staff and all new players are like, okay, well, what's the identity of this team? Do they know what they're doing? And I think that's been the biggest, it's brought us some clarity there that these guys, they know what they're doing, and there at least is a sense of direction in which they want to go. And you got to give Chris Getz in that front office credit as well. I think that, you know, they're making sure that they're striking at the right time. They're doing their best with what they have. They're trying to be smart. They're trying to be economical. And just to set this organization up to really succeed in the near future. We're not that far off.
Yeah, none of the young studs made the team, right?
Right. I mean,
everybody's kind of down scoring 12 runs in Charlotte.
Driving up their batting average in AAA. So, Brooke,
yeah,
before,
I mean, they're raking, yeah.
Yeah, they're raking. So before I let you go, the most important question I had for you was, how were you able to focus on your job as Auburn was dispatching Michigan State yesterday? your alma mater going to the Final Four, it has to be,
wow.
be quite distracting for you yesterday.
Well, I was purposely not trying to look at the score. And then Connor McKnight, he's on the crew as well. He came up to me and he goes, do you want me to tell you the score or do you not? I go, you can't set me up like that because I'm taking that as like we're down. But he goes, no, it's a good thing. And so I watched the tail end right before I was going to go back to interview Will Venable here. But, you know, I made two brackets, guys. I made one with Auburn winning. I led with my heart. And then I made another one with actually Florida winning. I went with my head there. So I'm a little conflicted at this moment because I'm in a pool with my family. And if Auburn wakes it all the way, I lose the pool with my family. So
that's hysterical.
Conflicted.
That's hysterical. Yeah.
How did I end up here? But obviously I want Auburn to win.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun. That group, Broome, Pettiford, like they've been that 1-2 punch. Like they've been great.
Awesome stuff. Thanks, Brooke. Really appreciate it.
Doing a great job. Thank you, Brooke.
Yep.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
That's Brooke Fletcher. She does a wonderful job. I love kind of the way she gets to know these guys and you hear the stories behind it. And you're right.
It's happened quickly,
amazing
too.
Amazing stories.
Yeah, there's some great stories in Sox camp.
Wasn't
she was
Jesus
at spring training.
Carpenter? Wasn't he trained as a kid? Was that just his dad? Just saying.
Did you say Jesus was a carpenter?
I did.
Who are you? The Auburn basketball team? They're calling God all the time. Now you're talking about Jesus as a carpenter. What kind of show has this become?
All right. We'll be back, whatever it is. Mully and Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.